It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I know, wait, can I just say why he's the best and shittest liar ever, yeah? Because he said to me he can't be somewhere, yeah? Because he goes, oh, I've got this appointment. Bro, go on Instagram, he's got trousers up to his nipples.
White heaven trousers.
You can't even see his trainers.
You can't see his trainers. Two buttons of the shirt. Yeah. You can see two buttons of the shirt in the top.
What were we talking about? The drip the other day.
Brian Lara drip.
Imagine like I've got a cricket match after the dance.
Sachin Tendulkar.
Oi, the oval.
What nationality do you say he was?
Kuwaiti.
All right. With that being said, before we even start the show, we've got to do...
NordVPN.
What's...
That is me.
NordVPN. Yeah, what are you doing?
Yeah, he's in his Mark Morrison bag.
Hey, it's the gun thing.
Yeah.
No need, man.
It's got to be that.
NordVPN.
I like that.
The second one or the first one?
The last one you've done.
NordVPN.
Yeah, both of them together.
NordVPN.
Oh, it's the harmony.
NordVPN.
Yeah. Ray Charles.
Yeah, it's Ray Charles, yeah.
This is an advertisement for NordVPN.
The best VPN service for a free and open internet.
The fastest VPN provider with secure, reliable connections and enhanced privacy makes for a safer browsing experience.
Protection against phishing, scams and malware.
When you're away traveling for work or leisure, you can access all your paid home streaming services.
Right, the business end of the season now, so we know how important these things are to us and to you.
NordVPN is all about being in control of your phone.
With NordVPN, get peace of mind knowing that your internet connection is encrypted.
Your devices, up to 10 of them, are shielded from malware and all of that darkness.
And your digital life belongs to you.
What? To get the best discount off your NordVPN plan, go to nordvpn.com/filthyfellas. Our link will also give you 4 extra months on the 2-year plan.
There's no risk with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. The link is in the podcast episode description box below.
NordVPN. NordVPN.
Clearly, one man is trying to stall the episode today.
Yeah, understandable.
I don't want to talk about football.
I understand why. Man City are never really out of the title race until they are truly out of the title race.
Boy, Pep don't play. He's not making it easy for Arteta, boys.
We keep coming back to this storyline, though.
Go on.
Where I think as Arsenal fans in the chat, we're so ready to be ready that it's done. We're not done. This is Pep. So when Szoboszlai done his, you know, I saw certain... voice notes, 25 seconds, can't chat to my team. And then 30 minutes later.
Do you know what's mad?
And he said he can talk as spices. He wants every time he talks like this,
Hear this. Do you remember the day before when we beat Sunderland and Poet said, you see why I talk, how I talk about our team? And I said, Poe, we can't get gas. Bro, the next day, God said, Lippy, I hear you.
But Poet.
That's what I was going to say. When he was talking to me that time, I knew God wouldn't allow him to talk
God
to man like this.
God don't.
Without no repercussions.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, without no repercussions.
I just knew it, bro.
What are the points? So just clear me up here. I've been watching over the weekend, but obviously I've been focusing on West Ham. We'll get there. 100% we'll get there. So what?
Let me know, man.
What is the point space now?
As it stands, it's 6 points. But when Arsenal played Brent, they got to go away to Brentford, which is a tough game, by the way. Thursday they go away to Brentford. By that point, it could be 3 points.
Because City played before. So if they win,
and
it's 3 points.
You know what they say? I don't believe
Who's
it.
Who City got?
Fulham. But I don't believe it. But you know what they say? They say that like when you close the gap,
chasing,
it makes the pressure. But I think Arsenal's got this in the bag.
This
man.
Is it. So this is what I was just going to say.
So do I.
Again, hearing Lippy talk, you're a bit apprehensive. Some would call it shook. And there ain't no... way halfway for halfway shook crooks.
No, there's no such thing as halfway
anyway, crooks. But what I'm trying to say is,
you need to have a bit more confidence in your team. Like Poet. Where's Poet? Poet's been here before. He's got confidence because he's looking at the City team. Halfway through that game, Pep's given up.
No, he ain't.
He sat back on the chair.
Steve-O.
He gave up. It was over. No, he gave
slumped.
Up.
He was slumped.
No, don't let, you see the end result? Don't let it
trust me,
you.
They're over.
He
their
was
teams.
Folding. See, yeah. Pep. I seen, he, bro, you
bro,
see that Pep?
Winners
see
don't
Pep
fold,
done,
man. He
bro.
Got upset. I'm a winner.
The Pep thing's done.
Look at this thing. He was folding before the goal went in.
Yes.
He was folding at 0-0.
I was watching him.
Remember the first half? The first half, City dealt with you lot first half.
He spat on himself.
One voice, boys.
Do you know it is? You need to be careful because the last time you ripped a man off on this show, he...
Oh, Declan, isn't it?
He said he's not even valued at the start.
That works for me.
See, he knows.
That, trust me, I know how you do it. You got to... And God just...
I'm five up, so I've done what you've done, but mine have all come true. Yeah?
Obviously, which one is?
What's the latest one?
We're going back.
There's a latest one. I don't even know. People keep adding me. Come on. Jad, you know, they're tagging Filthy. I've been on a roll. What's the latest one? Off, man. You know, if I got it wrong, you lot would know. Piss off, man. That's what I hate about you.
No, you're right. 100%. No, you're right. You've got a few right.
Grinders? Yeah? He hasn't scored 10 goals. But he's close to it.
Not done, though.
Okay, Somerville. That's the last one. Five in a row. Somerville.
No one died, you know.
No one argued.
No one cared.
What about me anyway? Come back, Liverpool.
No one cared about Somerville.
Liverpool.
Winterfell.
Liverpool. Threw it all away. 1-0 up. With not long left, now find themselves 4 points adrift of the top five. What is happening
that
here?
Is dark. Slot might be doing, man might not want to hear this yet, but Slot might be doing one of the worst jobs we've seen, you know?
Oh, facts.
Like, it's like pre the P.
Mm.
Like,
what did you say that pre the what?
The P, the what P's, he spent. The money.
We said at the start of this season, it was a wrap for everyone. You'd sign the best striker in the league.
Second.
Who's the best?
Haaland. But go on, no?
People were arguing that Izak was the best.
Nah, no one was arguing that.
On the market, maybe.
No, I've seen it on the internet.
On the market.
What are we doing there?
But no one in this room, though.
I'm going to hold my statement until the end of the season, because we know what football lacks and it can change here. But potentially, though, I'm with you. This could be like one of the worst moments,
well,
one of
I've
the worst
titles. A team defending a title
in Premier League history. Hey, I'm telling you, yeah.
What, worse than Mourinho's second time?
Yeah, all I'm saying is, yeah, because I remember they were getting onto United when Pogba times around. We spent $1 billion in 10 years. They spent half of that in one season. After winning
one
the
window.
League. And then for them to go to Europa or conference or not at all, that is gonna stink. But you know what? We're gonna get into that in detail on Friday. That's what
I'm
we're
not on that
do.
Episode, am I?
They're saying Szoboszlai, obviously he stole the headlines.
Szoboszlai.
I can't, Szoboszlai.
Yeah, he said it right, yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Great, I know that he's had a...
I
know, let him talk, bro. Your breath smells, bro. I brushed my teeth just now, you're lying. you can smell your ears, nothing, bro.
So anyway, Szoboszlai stole the headlines for good and bad reasons. There's free kicks, obviously he's doing his right back thing, then there's the red card incident. Now he's not there away at Sunderland.
Yeah.
Sunderland don't lose at home either.
Yeah.
But they ain't got Xhaka. I swear, is Xhaka still out?
I think he will be.
He's running that whole joint.
Well, not until he come West Ham. Then my boys had him up behind the bench. Yeah. Old Tottenham ran them. Yeah. Had him crying. But wait, can I say something? No. Szoboszlai. Yeah. Good player.
He is actually.
Good player. Comparisons to Stevie G is crazy. But let me tell you something. Who done that? The world, the internet. You lot are under a rock or something. Everything I keep saying, you're like, who? You lot living under a rock?
I'll be honest. The only person I have, you're right, I have seen someone do it. Steven Gerrard did it though.
Okay. why did you ask me?
No, because I just wanted to know who you were.
Why did you do
about?
Manipulation for? Gaslighting. Why did you do that?
Because I just wanted to make you look like an idiot.
You didn't know. You made yourself like an idiot.
No, I didn't.
Hey, it's not about you lot, you know.
All right, one sec. But I'm just going to say, Szoboszlai, yeah? He keeps doing things that for me are weird. Like, he done a little back heel thing in front of the goal. I see him do little thing like that pullback. Like,
sorry, it's not that it's weird. It's that he's feeling himself. I'm helping you. You got it. Because he's feeling
that's
himself.
That's weird, though.
Arrogance.
Because he is a classy player,
isn't
he?
Yeah, he's good.
But at the same time, he's quite physical. He's quick. And if he just was a bit more serious, like
arrogant.
Yeah, I think he's a bit arrogant.
He chats a lot, man. He's beefing Arda Güler, isn't it? Turkish really? Shoot. They were what? Beefing one were time beefing about on nationals. That,
yeah.
Like he's on the net, bro. He's one of us. But plays for Liverpool.
Not me.
Yeah, not one of me, boy. But yeah, oh, I see him do the wink. Like what I'm saying, you're right. Arrogance, feeling himself too much because he has all of the attributes to be top draw, and he is. One sec, let me land. And he is top draw in a space where it doesn't take much to be top of the draw at the moment. Like you can do a couple of things. Like look at the quality of the league. McTominay's decent, yeah. Serie A player, he's got cigars now, top buttons undone. He can do it.
It's because the culture.
Because in this era, he can do it now. So Szoboszlai is a great player, a good player in a not so great era. And I think he's getting ahead of himself. That's why, it's my opinion.
Oh, I hear what you're saying.
It's my bumper clout opinion, brother.
You're
dry skin, allow it, man.
Right, brilliant, brilliant.
Easy, all right.
Cool, man, you're chewed up nails,
yeah.
man.
Yeah. Look at your disabled hands,
look
man.
Look at your disabled
nothing
nails.
Wrong with that, though, nothing wrong with
look
that.
Look at your disabled nails.
You lot, hey, you lot, get the ball back, get the ball back.
All right, cool, so man. Can I say anything about Szoboszlai?
Can I say something?
I think he played well yesterday. Right back, as for, you know, what's fitting in, as a right back.
Makeshift.
Makeshift, that's the word I was looking for. I think he, like, you know, just before he done that thing, they were like, if he said he wasn't a right back, would you believe him? And I saw him, he was playing well until they...
The commentators who we spoke about last week,
Broski,
we don't rate.
I didn't... I'm just giving them context.
Even, shut up, you interrupt me every time.
Oh, that's
allow
my
it, allow
go
it.
On, go on, go on.
Yeah, go on. Okay. But it's the commentators we spoke about last week that we don't really rate too
brother,
much. Now you're
brother,
quoting
brother,
them.
Brother, I just gonna...
Go on.
Come on, Liz.
All right, thank you. No, that was mad. But yeah, so I think he played all right at right back. I don't like that he's that guy, the full guy for that job. Do you get what I'm saying?
Because he has to be, man.
Yeah, no, Hundo, it's just like what you said, pace, power.
Yeah, his mobility.
But then the thing that goes against him is the arrogance. He knows how good he is, innit? He knows how good he is. I think he has that thing, you know, when you know you're better than your opposition, I know I'm better than you.
He's not as good as he thinks he is. Yeah, he's not that much better.
But he's still, you know how good you are, innit? You can see your opposition and just like that back heel. It's frustrating, innit? But why are you doing that there, innit? You know what I'm saying? It's super criminal.
It's a disrespect to who he was playing against at that
absolutely,
time.
Absolutely, absolutely.
A cup game, innit? Because even
but
the manager
still,
came out.
Top tier players, 23, still got a lot to... He's still got a lot to...
He's 23,
a
lot,
yeah? A long
yeah,
way
young,
to go.
Bro.
Long, long way to go.
I think Liverpool are taking the absolute... Can we swear?
Speak on it.
Oh, shut up.
Taking the piss, bro. Like, you're playing Szoboszlai. How much did they spend?
On Szoboszlai?
No.
Oh, in general? 500 yeah. million.
And you're playing Szoboszlai right back. You're taking a...
Over 500.
Spending 500 million, didn't buy four right backs, did we?
That's the problem.
You brought Frimpong.
We bought
Frimpong and we got Conor
Bradley.
Frimpong's
a winger.
You said you didn't buy Frimpong
for
right back.
I know, but
like you spent all this bread and you don't have a right, you don't have a right back.
Conor Bradley, Frimpong, and Joe Gomez are all injured.
Szoboszlai 25, by the way.
Hey, boys, hold on. Loon's fact check of the week has happened.
Yep.
Szoboszlai
25. We need to do this often.
It don't matter. That's not even... you can't say 23.
You can't keep doing that.
You know what it is? It doesn't matter what Loon says.
You made me believe.
It doesn't matter what he says.
You said yeah.
If you fact check it, yeah, it's
shut
wrong
up,
every
Kenny,
time.
Man.
90%. 90% of the time.
Like, it doesn't matter what it is, you know.
Boys, I just want to apologise. Because of Loon's and Liverpool and the way that he's trying to deflect everything, it got me a bit riled up. So I just want to apologise for the integrity of the show.
No worries.
I apologise for that. But from now, can we now hold him accountable for how flat... Where's his medals? Where's his f***ing medals?
You lot stole them.
Where's his medals?
Stop.
Where's his medals?
He's given up, Steve. He's given up.
GOP, sorry. But GOP, haven't I been asking where my stuff is all day?
So have I, no?
GOP, just be real. Just not on...
You can't see GOP.
It's not for the people.
GOP's not here, by the way.
All right, cool.
So that being said, so that was for the integrity of the show, but just to get back onto the show, Loons, Mr. 23-year-old, Szoboszlai, best player, knows how good he is, slick hair, all of that. For the equaliser for City, do you know who played Bernardo onside?
Yeah, I was going to get to that. I was, like I said...
Who was it, bro?
Szoboszlai. Oh. But that's what I was about. Oh. Before he cut me up, the makeshift thing, it costs us with things like the line and stuff, getting out on time. You get what I'm saying? A natural right back He knows where to be.
He's on point.
Yeah, he's on point.
And
he
spent 500 M's and didn't buy one.
Yeah, no, but that's the way I got taken to. But I was going to say that.
I'm having 3 points.
When I said about makeshift.
No.
Hey,
should we get him off, mate? Because I'm sick of this. Should we get him off?
Nah, chill, man. Yeah? Chill. Let's play the game.
No, let's talk about West Ham.
Tranquilo, tranquilo.
Stinky,
tranquilo,
man.
Tranquilo, tranquilo.
Yeah, man.
Get him off. I don't mind. Let's go on, man.
Hey, okay, super question, though.
Touch me, bro.
Separate question don't that's got nothing me. To do with nothing, because I just want to know anyway, because obviously I tried to look for an episode, I couldn't find it, but I remember you was adamant saying you don't care about what's going on as long as you're above United.
No, I said
you're
finish,
happy.
No, finish.
You never
I
said
did,
that.
I did.
It wasn't.
Mugs, I did.
Again, we spoke to you about the fact-checking thing. You didn't say
Mugs,
finish.
Mugs, I did.
Just like when you didn't shake Poet's hand, right?
Yeah, no, that was a different thing. Me and Poet spoke about that. You see, you need to focus.
That's not different.
You're doing the old food focuses like Poet, 15 plates.
Bro,
it's
what
seven,
I'm trying to say is,
we're doing new.
You said, as long as you're above United, you're happy. Finish. You didn't say finish. Yeah. You didn't say finish. You said, as long as you're, well, obviously finish happens, but I'm saying, well, you're not above us.
Okay, no. But
there's
if,
a gap,
if,
is that 5 points?
I could be
are
like,
you, so what I'm asking you is, are you currently unhappy?
No. No, I'm the champion, and we're not exactly. So
don't let them wind you up.
I'm not letting them. I'm being normal, come man. I'm saying, look, as part and parcel, like I said, I explained it to the Arsenal man outside, and I believe you, United man, will be the same. I don't know you. Oh yeah, defo wouldn't you? But if because you ain't won the league for so long, if you won it, the next season, if you didn't do as well, you kind of will just give yourself a...
No, I wouldn't.
All right, that's up to you. All right, cool. You're just going to...
The context is not... You can't just throw that question. The context, you spent half a bill.
But I
your intention is to try and win it again if you
manners,
spent that bread as a champion.
Manners.
And
me, I would have bought a yard, but I wouldn't have bought some of those players.
You're deflecting, bro. Yeah, we're here talking about your
sad,
club, bro.
Sad,
the yard,
man.
I don't care about
it's
it.
Sad.
We're talking about half a bill you spent, bro. Yeah. You can't dodge this.
Half a bill.
No right back.
Three right backs are injured.
Yeah, but you got not but one not first butter. Team right back though.
It's not a butter though.
There's not one right back that should be starting for
when,
Liverpool.
So how many
when
right
Arsenal
backs?
When Arsenal get injured now, the whole problem Arsenal had. What are you doing?
I'm just going to ask you a question before you're going into Arsenal. We're talking
doing?
About Liverpool.
Get your
we're
burger,
talking about right back.
Get your sausage fingers off me. First start.
They're not sausages. Yeah, they're not. So, no.
Frankfurt.
Yeah, they're chocolate fingers.
Brother, if you spend that amount of money, yeah, your squad. Because I heard Jamie Carragher, one of your old guys, talking the other day.
In Everton.
And he was saying when Liverpool spent that money, they were doing the thing where they were looking to secure the Premier League for the next
couple,
two, three
yeah.
seasons.
Yeah, yeah, and that's what you do, right?
Dynasty.
Dynasty. Them ones there. Patriots, yeah. Chiefs, Man United. Them ones there.
Man
Liverpool.
United?
Yes.
Oh, 15 years ago. Okay,
whatever.
Okay, respectfully. No.
You lot during the 80s, whatever, right? But you lot were going to do that again. So the fact that in that building a dynasty, you don't have spare players for each position, it's crazy,
no,
bro.
No, but my argument is, no, my thing is that not that they ain't got a spare right back, they don't have a starting right back. Don't chat to me about Conor Bradley. Don't chat to me about none of them Leverkusen players. Not one of them. And Szoboszlai right back or Gomez. No,
you've got a right back, Pedro.
I get what you're saying. It's like Chelsea spending $1 billion and starting Sanchez in goal. It's
do
crazy.
Know,
I get what you're saying.
You know what everyone's forgetting? This is the same guy who said at the start of the season, when he got all them signings, we're just looking to punch everyone 3 and 4.
Yeah,
man, forgetting this.
Yeah. Dark,
so
yeah.
you knew what you signed these players for. So you're talking about, I'm not done yet though.
Right,
so the fact that you've now tried to flip it on the sense that, oh, we won league last year. If we don't do as well as last year.
This is an excuse.
So I'm still going.
Yeah, it's an excuse.
It doesn't make sense, but you're trying to, we can't deflect the badness that's going on.
I'm still talking. You know deflection means, one sec, bro.
Go
deflection
on.
Means when you try and take the point away from the
Mark,
point.
Already.
I'm still talking about,
Menace.
I'm still
aye,
talking
aye,
about Liverpool.
Aye.
No, bro. Come aye. On, man. Don't be rude and interrupt me.
Top
you know,
of the table.
Be stupid.
Top of the table.
You just got one thing to say.
Bruv, shut up, man. It's the same thing, bro.
Oh, is that okay? For,
it's the same thing.
All right, cool. So I'm not deflecting anyway, yeah? That was super funny still. The setup was mad.
Sick, it was good.
Mad. But I'm not deflecting. I'm still staying on the point of Liverpool. Do you get what I'm saying to you?
Worst
but,
ever title defense.
It's Mourinho.
500 billion Conference League, worst ever, bro.
All right, cool.
Hands down.
Have Liverpool ever retained?
I can never.
You're talking 70s.
Premier League. No.
Can I finish your talk?
We're firing things at you and you're not answering them.
Because he's answering it. Like, I'm not even getting a chance, bro. But yeah, no, 100%. The 500 million, I think it should have been spent a bit better. Do you get what I'm saying? Now,
let him.
Blood. Come on, man. This is crazy.
Loons, go on.
So, yeah, I reckon we should have maybe spent it a bit better. Maybe even spent a bit more. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. Because the actual fact of it is this, innit, yeah? We lost so much players and didn't replace. Like he's saying, there's not a starting right back.
So what do you reckon, 700 million you should have spent?
Hold on.
One second. If you spent 700 million, where would you be now?
This is so frustrating. I can't even finish. You get what I'm saying?
Because you're stuttering, bro.
I'm not stuttering at all. Not one bit.
Hot he's going to walk.
Sweaty bastard. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
Wait, hold on. Hold on, everyone.
I hear it.
A man put on the bodybuilding vest.
So, yeah.
Showing bare lats.
How wab you're meant to be when you do that.
Bro,
that
you
is.
Can't.
Is that a tank top?
That's so
a
even tank when I'm saying, top, bro. Marks, when I'm saying top table, when I'm saying we needed to spend more, right? It's just like, you know, they said you didn't need Isak here. We needed two strikers. Maybe you didn't need two of that.
Caliber.
Level, you get what I'm saying? Two super elite strikers, you get me? Maybe not have to spend that much money on the second one. You get what I'm saying? We needed defenders. We need defenders, bro. Look, we've only got Virgil and Konate, bro. We're playing Rotaro, Endo, centre back. If something happens to Konate, we've got Endo. So I believe we should have spent more money. That's all.
Yeah, Scorch and Menace. What do you think of certain senior Liverpool players making errors in the dying moments of the game? Whereas the City senior players are making match-winning actions.
Also, another piece of information I can give you, because I saw it on the Sky, I was watching the game. Liverpool have conceded 4 goals in 90-plus minutes to lose the game, yeah? That is joint top with Southampton, Watford, 2 Watford teams. Like, terrible teams, basically. It's not a lot of goals, it's only 4 goals, isn't it? But they're joint top for conceding 90 minute plus, like losing. What is that saying about the team? Yeah, and the senior figures for making the mistakes. I'm asking, man, football. Scorcher, man.
I think, yeah, to be honest, you're looking at those sort of players as the players to get you through rather than the players to make the errors, isn't it? So it's a shame that obviously Alisson has brought down Nunes and it's cost them the game. Obviously, he stayed up. Tried to get equaliser and it ended up being 3-1, which has been cancelled out. But
was I the only person that was watching their game thinking, bro, Alisson, like, what's going on?
He got baptised, innit?
Bro, I didn't understand. Like, what? It's not the last game of this.
Do you think he's losing it?
No. But carry on, sorry. No,
yeah, he's still the top goalkeeper for me.
110%. But even if you look at just little things, even like Salah gets the free kick that they're screaming at Gueye to be a red card for. He takes a free kick, sends it, and hits a civilian instead of putting it in the box.
He was violating
like
that free kick.
That's mistakes from like you're expecting Rio to do that, the young you that he's got. Like you're not expecting Mo Salah to.
I've never seen him take a free kick.
You
ever.
Keep doing this, but it's the senior players, isn't it? So senior player, you might want to put a Sobisai on that to whip it in, or you know. But Salah's taking a free kick, and that's an important moment in the game.
Give me this, I got this.
Yeah, yeah, he definitely did.
You know, I think I need to play.
Ran him from it.
Curtis Jones needs more minutes.
He's injured. He's come back from injured.
Is he been injured? Yeah. Okay, because he comes on every time he comes on. I'm like, okay, that's good. That he does it quick. He makes the right decisions.
He came on and we lost the game.
Steve, he might be worth playing at that time of the game and not at the start.
You know what it is. I think when Curtis Jones comes on, it starts feeling like Klopp again.
Yeah, a bit more high energy.
It starts feeling like Liverpool.
He's a scouser,
isn't
he? He's a scouser. That
but you know who I need to chat about, because it weren't like he was killing it this game here. But you see Van Dijk, bro, some of the names that he's been compared to in the list I've seen him put on, and what he's been keeping up with is.
But you know what it is at Scorch.
Remove, drag him off of all them top
Scorch.
Lists.
You Scorch, you know what it is.
Come away, bro.
I said it with Salah, another one, by the way.
Because he couldn't do it for long enough.
What the Salah shout.
That was in your five, bro.
But I think the same thing's happening with Van Dijk. Yeah. With Van Dijk, where he was on Everest. And people say, and I've been there, when you get to the top of Everest, you look down and you're like, is that it? And you want to go up again. So you get to the top of a mountain peak and there's only up to, you want to go,
yeah, but
go.
He chose to stay though.
So this is it. So I think, just like Salah, him, they should have gone when you're at the top of Everest, bro. Yeah. You're at the top of Everest, man. Let's go into the sunset.
Fergie.
Because Real Madrid could do with what he was bringing.
Yeah.
Yeah, slower league
but
slower league.
So wait. Look at Trent gone there and it's messed him up again.
But slower league, but see what you're basically saying. You're basically saying what I was saying before when I said we should have spent more money.
What?
Yeah, because Van Dijk should have gone, Salah should have gone.
No, you don't need to replace them. You didn't need to spend more money. It's how you spend the money.
Your money should have been spent better. Doesn't mean you spend more.
500 million can't replace Van Dijk, Salah, Nunes, Jota. Do you get what I'm saying?
Are
you
definitely can.
No, it can't.
That's you named five men for a. That's 100 million.
Bro, that's 100 million.
That's crazy. Really could, bro.
Listen, with the right data, what Brentford, what Brighton, what these teams are doing,
Tony Bloom,
Como, like with the right data, even not having the full data that they have, but half of the data with the financial capabilities and Liverpool as a club, you should do better.
I think out of the top clubs, we're probably. Got the better scouting department and
doesn't look like it. Thank you,
got
Steve.
Right back. Oh, wait. Can I just when everyone's shopping for Sesko and Gyökeres, we got Ekotike. Not he was on no one's.
Oh, nobody knew about Ekotike.
Hold on.
No, you might have known, but you got no one shopping this.
You don't got Gyökeres.
Store that. Yeah, Ekotike. Yeah. All right. Let's carry on, boys. Okay, that's who you found. That's who they found.
We're gonna talk, boy. And Gyökeres.
We're gonna talk. Hey, listen, man. We're gonna speak, bro. Listen.
It was on other shopping
list. Listen.
Yours.
It doesn't matter if it was ours.
So I just said the top team.
Listen. Speaking of nines, Erling Haaland.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Less chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Back on the score sheet, but hasn't scored a goal in... open play in 8 games now.
That's 50 days.
50 days.
You know what I mean?
Do you think they should have let that goal stand or should they have done a red card?
So, I think, hearing what the ref said, it made total sense.
It made total sense.
If you play the advantage, the game's open now. Now there's another foul. The goal gets cancelled, right?
Yeah.
But, I would have loved for it just to continue... The goal, great Premier League moment. We'll be talking about that in Christmas is to come. But now we're down the line with the laws and whatnot. You can't blame the ref. He said, once I play the advantage, the game's open again. I don't blame the ref, man. Yeah. But
by the rule book, it makes sense.
I'm unhappy, though. It was a great moment in football. And we just got robbed because of
VAR. I know what you are saying. VAR. It's not on the score sheet, but like...
Still happened.
I feel like the moment happened. You say we got robbed, happened. But it happened.
Nah, it
I
did, watched but imagine, it. Like, I mean, like, yeah, but before, yeah. pre-VAR, not even VAR, but like, that's a Sunday league game.
That's in the end.
You and your boys are saying, ref, just
run
give
that.
Us the goal.
Yeah.
Let him stay on. Let him stay on and give us the goal. Everyone's
happy. Arsenal Champions League, layman.
Layman and thing, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Let him give them the goal, keep him on. But
you know what?
Send
yeah,
him off
one
as
of
killing
teams,
the
yeah.
game, yeah.
But you know what it is, boys? This is the... You're dealing with people here on the same wavelength of thinking, right? And there's probably another couple mil on the same, right? That game had 750 million people watching, I think. More than the Super Bowl, right? Worldwide. Yeah, more than the Super Bowl.
Liverpool City,
okay, right?
Yeah. Happy to be part
There's going to be a load of people there, a load of Karens and Kevins, yeah, that would have said to the
Kevin,
letter of the law.
What they call Kevin?
Apparently. To the letter of the law. Apparently.
That's why he's black,
Kevin. Kevin's, that's...
Yeah. But to the letter of the law, they would have wrote in and they would have been like, why? For instance, when a news reporter swears or something, we love it. We're like, no, a bit of personality. Bro, people get onto them and go crazy, bro, you know? Like, so I think it would have been one of them things. You played the advantage... And it would have been.
Ofcom's going to get more.
Not Ofcom. I don't know.
Whoever the comparison is.
You'd be surprised what Ofcom get.
Yeah.
Who have you got next?
Wait, sorry.
Sunderland. They would have complained if Subs didn't get a red card.
Yeah. There you go.
They would have complained.
Yeah.
It's not about what. Do you know what I mean? It's bigger than us.
Just like with Tevez, when we had the Tevez situation, when he played against.
Oh, you mean you got cheated to stay up? Yeah, I remember that.
Whatever it was, when that happened. teams that we played against.
Saying we want the points.
Were vexed. Other teams were like, doesn't matter, come on. They've stayed up. Premier League, love it. The other teams just hang on.
All right, I've got more questions for you, Scott. Scorch, do you think, and listen to the question fully, don't just think I'm just...
He's not loons.
I'm saying you might hear it and think, rah, this is mad, but I'm saying pray it though. Do you think Everton could finish above Liverpool this season? Because they're only 2 points off Liverpool right now. This is a serious question.
Moisey.
What do you reckon?
That would be...
Do you know what's mad?
Of course there's way.
I don't think so, yeah. But Moisey, no, nah. You know why? It won't happen.
Moisey's in the top six. I've seen him do it.
Not yet. You see,
I'm a Liverpool man. I've seen him do it.
Right now, he's just stabilizing the Moisey shit.
I've seen him do it.
Next season, if it was next season, I would think, yeah, maybe. He's still getting across his ideas and that.
Do you know he always has like a...
And Jack Grealish's thing's not real.
You know he always has a cult hero.
It's not real.
They got Barry.
He's not the cult hero, man.
He's becoming...
James Garner.
They call him Jimmy.
Bro, he...
Your academy.
Your dog still.
I thought we was going to get him back on a free, but he just signed a new contract.
Carrington.
I swear to God, I thought we was going to get him back on a free.
Remember, he's a baller under them circumstances. Sometimes you're in the big United and it's all different.
He came from United.
No, he's a good player. It's different. When you're just able to be freely.
But to be fair, I reckon Garner would have done all right at United, you know.
It's easier said than done, bro.
Agreed.
You got to think at the time in the midfielders that we had, it was better off for his career that he left.
Left.
And now he's showing he could play in the Prem.
But they're saying he's like grown like, Yamal grew in the summer. They're saying that Garner did as well.
Okay,
like
that happened as well.
I want to ask a question.
I want to ask Loons.
Because you lot won your first 5 games. You sat here with your cap, your medal, your trophy.
They stole
it. Let me land, bro. Yeah? I want to ask you, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you think you'd be if you didn't win those 5 games?
48th.
Why? You see, thinking about what something that happened didn't happen is craziness. It happened. So I can't think about what if that didn't happen.
I can think about it. Because you could use maths. Yeah. And actually take away those 15 points
crazy.
From their current. Let's do that, man. Let's get out
imagine
the title.
Imagine it didn't happen. We would have won 5 other games, I believe. I reckon you would have won 5 games also.
Bro, on 39, take away, that's 24. They'd be 17th right now.
Yeah, you'd be 17th, a point above the relegation.
No, what the hell is this about?
I lose. They used to say this to me about Postecoglou.
If you didn't win, where would you be? Do you know how mad that is? We won.
We talk about United dropping points. And if we didn't drop them points at home, it would be in the league.
What if?
And it's going top. So it's all conversations that we have at football. So don't be getting your feelings now because your team's
Sassy Mark.
Hey, it's stupid.
You're up to me. Just think about how I'd feel if something that happened didn't happen. It don't make sense.
Yeah, because there's been trouble. There's trouble on that corner, and for whatever reason, Steve-O wants to have his nose up his ass. I want to talk to yous lot. I want to talk to yous lot. Where do yous lot think? If you get to use your imagination, I know it's crazy.
Please bear in mind the fashion that they won these games?
No, that's not.
Yeah, we last minute winners.
The first thing that come to my mind is they was cutting and going, like them games, they was finessing like bookiness. Like it was a, it weren't, they weren't like domination.
Weren't
like,
champion performances.
Yeah, I was getting the feeling that this guy is about to get drawn out.
Not sustainable, the walls could fall off.
I think we mentioned it though.
We said it.
Listen to this as well. Like it started to look like, oh raw. You see the minute that you go away from, too far away from Klopp's thing, it's weird, bro.
I feel like they're going to support him. I thought he was going to be gone at the end of the season. And the rumbles are coming out as like they're with him still,
isn't it? No, because Liverpool, they do this thing, yeah? Liverpool, they're not really, they rate the manager. They're on this, the manager's big, like they're on that 90s thing. They'll wait around and they're just going to be shagging.
Wait, let me tell you a little story. So back in the day, I was seeing this girl and she had a boyfriend, yeah? And the man them kept telling me, Scorcher and them man kept telling me, You know, Scorcher and them,
bro, don't involve me in no conspiracy, bro.
Let's say, yeah, man. Anyway, they kept telling me, bro, the boy's going to catch you, innit? He's from the next ends. He's going to catch you. Can't keep going over there and doing the thing. They're going to... I'm saying, brother, it's cool, bro. Like, every time he nearly come, I got away. Every time, I nearly got away. I got away. Until the fifth time. What happened on the fifth time?
Got a catch.
And I got away. But I nearly got caught. And I'm saying, Liverpool got caught.
That was cold.
That's what I say, that I got
that
away.
That was cold.
Steve-O, you cooked it. There's a better story that than cold. That, bro.
There's a better story than that. You see, when you lot were right, yeah, it's not sustainable. You get what I'm saying to you, innit? Like, it's like your gal, yeah? It's just like your gal going out, yeah? She's going out with her friend that keeps on having one night stands. Get me?
Sooner or later.
The fifth time, bro, of her waiting in the hotel for her friend to have her fun. There's going to be a bridging. See, a Steve-O, yeah. A Boggs. And you're going to scoop your girl.
Where are you going with this?
The girl will eventually get stolen if she's outside.
No, refer that back to Liverpool for me.
Liverpool is their friend that is not having the one night stand.
But I'm not
Liverpool.
Having that because you thought...
What are we doing?
Yeah. Yeah, but you thought your gal was gonna hold out, bro. We told you, bro.
Yeah.
The man them told you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been told you.
She made cool meal probably before she left.
Nah,
bro. You got a better story, bro.
Go on. What's your story, Lips? What's your story?
Got a better story, bro.
I got a better story. Go on. Because you lot, it's the actual context. I don't have a better story.
What's them bars that you done on that track now? See. But pressure for them.
Hey, Lips.
Man, take it to them. Man, take it to them.
I didn't know it was that good, you know.
It's all right. The hairline.
So you could be the best in filthy at spitting.
I had no moustache as well.
Aki Dog.
Why'd you laugh like that?
Serial killer.
Why'd you laugh like that? Oi, you're dark.
Oh, clash.
No, because he's sitting next to Boggs, bro. You see Boggs? Boggs, like... You lot might not know this here. He's quite passionate about that topic there.
What, you reckon? Like, swear down.
No, he like really believes in his like...
What music?
Yeah, like what?
That's why I said it.
Old boss.
He's fashion now.
Warlord.
He's a fashionista.
Yeah. Well, Warlord.
In more important news, we publish football content every week, so make sure you subscribe and hit the notification bell.
Big Marks.
That was the story.
Warlord.
Tonight.
Hey, tonight is the night.
It is
tonight.
Will
Man United win 5 in a row?
That's if they wouldn't, you know.
My man who's growing his hair, we're going to see him get a trip.
Brother,
that kills his whole thing.
That's what I'm most pissed about.
Kills his whole thing.
I want United, so I'm a fan of nostalgia. I'm a fan of dynasties. We've said it earlier, right? I know I used to like Dynasty. Anyone used to watch that back
yeah,
in the
yeah,
day?
Yeah, yeah,
right?
yeah.
So I love
they
Dynasty.
They killed my man and bring him back.
That's Dallas.
Yeah, you're right.
You're showing your age though.
We're here in the same room.
So both of you talking about hair is crazy. Listen, So I want United to win, but I do not want that guy to get his hair cut based on winning at West Ham. Imagine,
okay. Yeah, it's
West Ham. And apparently I got told he's going to be cutting it on the pitch. Someone's probably winding me up with that.
Another guy. Remember waiting for a miracle to come, guy.
Who's that
when
one?
When Hoyland's looking like.
Aye.
And then Hoyland scored, and he's not around.
That guy cuts his hair. He's cooking.
He's cooked.
Yeah. He's cooked, bro.
Wow.
He's like he's million
all,
views.
As United fans, we'll all cut our hair, bro. Me.
Nah, but you know what it is.
Hide a mark.
What will help
all
him? It's
us.
A little draw.
We'll cut our hair.
A neat little draw, and then he's sucking in the.
Goes again.
Yeah, he goes again. Another 5 games. You get what I'm saying?
You know what I was worried about, yeah? Obviously, it's just like law
you
of averages. It's like law of averages and stuff. So I'm looking at the next 2 games, Spurs, West Ham. And in my mind, I'm saying we probably drop points in that, come away from the 2 games before. But where we beat Spurs now, I'm still of the mindset that...
Looking at West Ham.
I'm looking at West Ham now thinking this might not go as smooth as
because Nuno is not really interested in the championship.
Ghanaian people are the greatest. Kobbie Mainoo.
Charlie.
Is it am I bad, Margs?
What, from me?
From you.
No because way. I didn't say anything bad about him.
Hold on. You haven't been saying anything bad, but you have been quite vocal that, what is it, 60 million?
Yes.
If 60.
You said Kobe stunk out.
60 million for Kobe. So you're trying to tell me, so how would you lot be right now if that happened 2nd of January? Kobbie Mainoo to Arsenal. Would 60 million.
We would have had to have replaced him. My thing is, you see,
who
the
argument. Replace him with?
I don't know. One second, stop. My argument, yeah, that I've been making, and the only thing that you can get onto me for is, it's nothing to do with Kobbie. It's like what you were saying about like what the Liverpool fans do with the gaffers. I'm old school. I support my manager, so they're onto me because I was supporting Amorim over the players.
Bad.
That's what it was.
That's
it
my bad.
Because my whole thing.
My bad, bro.
I'm not saying my bad because I don't believe it's
you
my bad.
You said he stunk at the place. I know, so he wasn't watching properly.
Stop. Because you can tell all your lies if you want.
So you were.
One second, stop. Right. Let me get my shit off. All I said was, if the manager ain't playing him, shot him.
Keep moving it.
Get some bread.
Yeah, but that's, do you understand that that stinks?
It doesn't matter if it
good.
Stinks.
He's good.
No,
he's
good.
He's a £60 million player.
I was also.
That's not the
I
point.
I was also onto my. I could probably find the voice notes in the group when I left Old Trafford, the first game of the season when Ten Hag was there and we got bopped by fucking Wolves.
Last season, two, three
seasons ago when I'm onto the midfield. I've been onto the midfield, always getting run through. Kobbie plays in that midfield. The same midfield that I'm onto. So I'm not saying no, my bad. Kobbie looks decent. He looks good now. I see something the other day. He's got two assists in the last four games against, under Carrick, yeah? Cool, granted. I want some more involvement. I want him to influence the game either going forward or back. I don't care. This is what I want for myself. I don't care, yeah? Even in his last games, yeah? He's still, this is some of his best defensive performances. So he's actually doing what I want. That's fine. But before that game, there was one assist in 62 games.
So you didn't think he was capable of this?
But this is my thing.
Yeah. You're saying you back your manager all the time. Your manager was definitely an idiot.
That's fine.
100, like there was no
best. No, that's right.
Come on, man. Let him land.
No. Because at least with Ten Hag, there was something in it.
No, I hate Ten Hag.
Let him land.
But with Amorim, yeah, it's clear that my man weren't it. So for you to pick him over your best young player, really. Right now, it doesn't make sense.
Okay, fine, but I'll do it every time. I'll pick the manager every time. I don't care about these players. I still want half of these players gone. Out of my starting 11, there's only five of them I want.
Marks, I'll be honest. They're trying to arch you for my bad, but it goes past you. When we spoke about Kobbie, you was the only one who said you'll take my Arsenal. You called him a ticker. You just said he's a ticker.
Yeah, but also...
Wait. Let me land, bro.
You're telling me to let me stop. Shut up and let him talk.
You're not the
let
only
him
one.
Talk.
Let him talk.
I
loons. Let him go, bro. Because you're trying to say that I was the only one that saw this. Go on, man.
All right, watch.
Go on. Dan said he's seen him before at Chelsea. He's a Billy Gil. He's a Gilmore. He's a this. Danny's a my bad as well. Whoever sat here didn't say Nish. I think Forrest Whitaker sat here and didn't say much.
Who's
Biscuit.
That? Who's that? Oh, man.
Ticker was over here talking about Kobbie Mainoo's.
Why?
Just,
what kind
bro,
of stream?
Everyone's getting gunshot because I stood there by myself. When it was Kobbie Mainoo, I said he should get sold if Albion's not playing him, but he's a bad boy. Only Lip said, I'll take my arsehole. Everyone 100%. Else said, that's what I'm talking about. Who was on this table? So man, don't act as if Marks is the only one that should say my bad.
I'm not saying my bad. I'll take money for him
now.
Yeah,
but it's more than you, though.
They're looking at bringing in midfield with reinforcements in the summer. It's not wrong and strong. They're trying to bring in midfielders in the summer. You're talking about all the other ones, Wharton, Anderson, this one, even getting linked with Tonali
to
now.
To play with
that.
Him.
If we bring in the level of their midfielders, they're going to start over him.
Yeah, but look who's starting over him, though.
I'm not saying my bad, because like I said, all I've said is that he's a decent footballer and he's good, and I think he's putting decent performances. I get that he's our young boy and rare. I would take money for him now, even with how he's playing with Carrick. So I'm not saying my bad.
Marks, no, I'm not saying that. I'm saying with the names you just mentioned, he was playing behind Ugarte. When you're talking about Ugarte's Wharton poor. And you're talking about Tonali, if Mainoo's behind them, there's no complaints. They're better.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but he's not behind them, though. So when you could see the fact that he's on the bench, holding bench for a man like Ugarte, bro, you can't defend the manager.
It's not defending the manager. The character's already proved, and with every game, how much of a wild Amorim is. That's fine. But it's not... He's put the players in a position to be successful. So now we can see how good Kobbie is and how he's beneficial towards the team. That's
you
fine.
You still sell him.
But they weren't playing.
But you was ready
way.
To sell him.
Sell him
because
and
he weren't
buy playing.
Did you see what you
okay,
see
let me
you,
let me tell you something
out the players.
Let me tell you something now with my mindset, yeah. Like I said, I don't really need to go against the game, yeah. Sir Jim Ratcliffe done an interview said that they're sticking by this guy. Even when it was rough, came out again, said they're sticking by this guy. As far as I'm concerned, what the man, I'm going to what the people's telling me, this is going to be our manager for the next 3 years. We are not good enough to have £60 million worth of talent sitting on this bench.
What it is as well, Margs, I hear what you're saying, Margs, but what it is, what we're saying, right?
Yeah, but you can say what you want, but Margs, please.
I
saying? I'll still sell him.
Margs, I know you, bruv. You're going to listen to me now.
It's my opinion. I'm going to be wrong.
Margsy. Andre, listen, what I'm saying is, yeah, there was a time when you said, I'm going to die on this hill. And that was when you was willing to bring in people like Belieber and people like that over a guy like...
Belieber. Yes, bro.
I'm looking at Belieber now. He can't lace Kobe. Anyone with a brain and a football IQ could see that Kobe's a bad man and you don't get rid of Kobe and bring in Belieber.
These are the prisoners of the moment. Belieber has been stinking this season. So if we get him for like 20 million, 25 million, I'll be happy.
25? You're paying 100.
I don't think he's been good. I still believe that Belieber's better than Kobe Mainoo. Kobe Mainoo looks nice on the eye.
Belieber's different, though.
Again, you don't have to like my
wrong
opinion.
Wrong and strong, man.
Yeah. And you can despise it. You can tell me how bad it is, but it's my opinion. I think these players are better than him.
It's not about...
I think Belieber's cold.
So, all right, boys, let's calm down a bit, man. Jesus Christ, got all me flexing my muscles, 16-inch biceps. Calm down. But West Ham standing your way. From the five in a row, but also five in a row week is Somerville. First guy to sky five, so score five in a row.
You wanna try that again?
Sky five. Sky five is mental. First one to sky five. Go on. Do your thing.
One second.
I sub him, man.
Brother, man created this game. Allow it. You gotta hear because of me. Allow it. Start it. Right, anyway. Boys, calm down, boy. Jesus Christ.
No one said you said that twice, though. Go on.
Bloody hell. Got me with my 16 inches out. Anyway, five in a row. You lot could do five in a row. West Ham's in your way, right? Also, five in a row is Somerville. Someone that I sat right there and told you that he's on his way. I had his shirt. He gave me a shirt after the Tottenham game, after he beat Tottenham. Called me onto the pitch and gave me the shirt that he battered you lot with.
That shirt's like a baby shirt, by the way.
Jay Lings is the last person to score five in a row. So he's on four.
That's a United player.
But I just want to give flowers to Somerville because he needed strength. He had a great season in the Championship. He needed to get his strength. He kept getting injured and whatnot.
When you say strength, like vert strength, like added KG strength.
No, he meant strength as in from the Father Lord.
I meant to play in the Premier League. It's a next route. It's a next mental program that you're on.
But he already played in the Prem.
No, not with Leeds.
Was that Leeds?
We got the Championship.
Did he not play?
No, he played in the Premier League.
He played with Leeds.
He was injured that season.
Yeah, but he played in the Prem
for Leeds.
Brother, you're not listening to me. You need a couple of years in the Prem, doing their program, what they eat, sleep, drink. It's a next level thing. You don't come up one season and become a Prem player. Don't work like that.
Leeds were there for a couple of years.
But he went to the Champ from the Prem, though.
Listen, Scorch.
Yeah. Shout out Somerville, though. He's doing number seven, bro.
Hey, see Somerville, sorry to cut you lot. Was I the only one that shot that he's not from, like, South or something?
Yeah, I thought he was from Enns.
He is from the Enns.
I knew he was foreign.
He's from Holland. That's the Enns.
You know how I knew he was foreign?
Basically, South.
Me and Steve-O went to Calvin Bassey's tournament thing, yeah, but I knew he was foreign because he was wearing the Balenciaga socks. Still, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, they're done.
Yeah. So one sec. What we're going to do is we had a Liverpool segment.
The white writing, not red.
We had the Liverpool segment, like with Verts and his haircut. Yeah, you can go over there with Verts and his weird haircut, right? Over there in Margs at the
Nerman. Weird haircut.
Leave that in Germany.
Bad haircut.
Anyway,
let's get back to
the man them.
So do you think Somerville and West Ham have got enough to see off United?
Nuno. That's the key.
No, it's not. It's West Ham. It's what? Fernandes. I know you like a player. Fernandes, are you watching? There you go. I knew you'd like him.
He's talking about Bruno.
Matthias Crossing.
What's his first name?
Undisclosed.
Okay.
It's Matthias.
Why are you hoping? Is that a rap thing?
I just know he's got mad tech and he shoots and he's only bagged like one goal or two.
He's going to start shooting more now.
No, but when you see how he strikes the ball, you're like,
hey, his last 15 games, he hasn't got below a 7.4 in the ratings.
Who's that?
Matteo.
We got to watch football, though, man. Where did he come from? We got to watch football.
Is that the same boy that was at Southampton?
Yeah, blood. Yeah. Rude boy, blood.
They bought him for like 50.
Been a rude boy from Southampton, though.
Yeah.
Been a rude boy. That's when you spoke about it. Where was he playing?
Like 10 Southampton.
Yeah, like striker.
I didn't know him before Southampton. I backed him at Southampton.
Yeah, I backed him at Southampton.
No, I thought this was a different guy. Can he play in midfield now?
If Mark tells you about a Southampton player, listen. That's all I'm going to say.
So, that was the West Ham Flowers. We're doing okay. Should have beat Chelsea. Like the first half against Chelsea. In fact, we shouldn't have beat them because we took our foot off in the second half. But that first half that we played there was the best football West Ham have played that I've seen for the last probably 18 months.
Give Mikel Antonio another steal.
Nah.
Hopefully we get it done because if we beat you lot,
I don't think so.
Mavropanos.
He's playing like a warrior right now.
Their striker. What's their striker called, the new one?
Tati?
Tati, yeah.
Proper.
They called him Tati and he's got some next name on the back of his shirt.
Brazilian, isn't it?
How's West Ham got better without Paqueta?
Mum.
Because he's gone back to basics.
That's a sub, you know.
F*** him off, man.
That's a sub.
Anyone.
Oh, mate.
Oh, player manager,
Rutul it in.
I guess get back to business. Score.
So what's the like?
No.
I'm mad with that.
I'm changing the speed. I'm changing the whole speed.
We don't have to.
There's not time like that. We started late today as well. Hey, I'm telling you, your boy, Romero.
Oh, no. Get this guy out of my club, bro.
Really?
I hate this guy so much.
He's got a 4-match ban.
Bro, and we're better off.
You men are 6 points off the relegation zone. And your captain centre back's got a 4-match ban.
He's not my captain as well, bro.
I just want to say, you see the comments, they get onto me. Do you remember we said him and Van der Ven?
Yeah. Van der Ven's crap, bro.
Hold on.
Van der Ven's crap.
Hold on, two sets.
No, because I'm sick of it. You see this guy, Van der Ven, yeah? They talk, Van der Ven is well. No, he's fast. And because he's white, it's confusion. Because if he was black and just fast, you'd clock his shit. When he clears the ball, watch him. He lashes it. And I seen him clearing the ball, yeah? He's got like 180 degrees to work with. He kicks the ball. He just lashes it straight down the jugular.
Yeah.
That's number one. Then another thing he does, yeah? I'm gonna bust you lot some information. He only passes to three people. Vicario, Romero, and usually Spence, because that a doggy guy.
So he doesn't break the lines. He doesn't break the lines?
You maniac, bro. He only passes to our goalie, his fucking centre back partner, or the left back.
Or he runs. Or he goes, yeah.
So he doesn't cross the midfield.
Bro, listen, he broke Isak's leg, yeah? Because he didn't make the tackle. Listen to this one. The man's bagged, yeah? He's doing last ditch defending. And has broken his leg because he's not in control of himself.
After the shot,
somebody find some idiots with 100 M's, get rid of this guy, get him out of my club, and get Romero out of my club.
For both of them, yeah?
Both of them. I pray there's an idiot like Liverpool that will drop the bag.
Hold on, boys. Because what I was saying is...
I can't stand the two of them, bro. Bro, I got bare Tottenham fans around me, yeah? They've been telling me for 2.5 years, Romero,
they're not good, World Cup, never rated.
Van der Ven, he's sick, he's my defender. Why are you telling me he's scoring goals and he's mad fast? He's a centre back. When do we know centre backs are rapid? What is that? This is a new sport.
We did say he could be a left winger, innit, Van der Ven?
He's a left back, bro. He's a tall left back, bro.
Like I said, that's all I wanted to say is the comments were onto me saying, I don't know, ball. How am I calling Van der Ven and Romero overrated? Tottenham fan right here, bro.
Can I say that note? So remember, I've had this before and I had to put up a my bad. So I used to think Romero, for me, was one of the worst players I'd ever seen. Not for ability, just for how much of a calamity he was and how much of a risk he was. He could do well and then you just don't know he's going to jump in 2 foot. He's a madness. Anyway, he seemed like he started to get over that, but then every now and then, maybe the mistakes shortened down to every 15 games or something like that, every 10 games. It seems like now, maybe it's frustration or whatever it is, that Romero from a few seasons ago has come back and now he's an absolute liability. It's horrible to watch, no matter how good he is. Even the tackle he done the other day, he intercepted and he done well.
Bro, he's won the ball.
Yeah, he's on
and
the ball.
Decided,
he's an idiot.
He's won the ball and decided, yeah, but he's Brazilian. So I'm going to kick him.
He did, I think the Argentinian-Brazilian thing, yeah.
What are we doing? For half an hour, we was playing some decent football. You was watching a game. You was like, there's a game here. It was a decent Premier League game for 30 minutes. And this guy said, you know what? Forget all of that.
I think we were still the better team in the first 30 anyway. We looked.
No, but Tottenham are coming from nothing. Like, can't string three passes together. Was in the game. The game's interesting.
What's your
nice
problem?
Premier League.
Like, what's Spurs'
Everything.
Problem?
Everything.
No, because, bro.
But you got injuries,
No, because they all said, get rid of Daniel Levy. And
your injury list.
No, f*** that. I don't want to hear about that.
14, the next 14 or something crazy.
How many years are you going to talk to me about injuries?
But your team's... So what I think you need to do, because I've looked at this before at other clubs and I think you lot sorted it out. Yeah. If you get a better... If your structure, your physio, your health structure,
bro, we've changed them three seasons in a row.
It's the players, man. The recruitment's got to be better, man.
Aye, with Romero, though, it sounds
and
like...
And Vicario as well.
Aye, he saves you a lot.
No, he's sh**.
Aye, so look here. Remember that?
We all know what it's like when the goalie's shook. When you're trying to kick ball... You see, when you're kicking ball, yeah, and you know that the guy behind you in goal is shook, everything's a myth.
But so look, yeah, to ask you stuff. So again, 6 points off relegation, no Romero in the next four games.
That's why we're going to stay up. Because he's not playing.
Danso's good. Kevin's good. I like Kevin.
Danso's
what? Anything, bro.
What?
Steve-O at the
no,
back,
he's not.
Know?
Danso's a bad man. Watch
Steve-O,
him.
Steve-O, you know?
Watch him.
Scorch, do you not need to get relegated to get to that recalibrate and get your mind right?
No.
After Europa?
No. You don't got players.
No, we just got, this is what we need to do, yeah? I don't even want to do this, yeah?
Spurs relegation will be
I could do with one of them, Steve-O.
You could have. Yeah, have mine, brother. That's what I feel for you, look.
Like, do you know what we need to do? And I don't even really want to do it. Thank you, man.
Yeah.
Just a bit, just an ad break. NordVPN.
Yeah, Spurs, it's peak for him, mate. It's peak.
I hear it.
This Spurs section is sponsored by Captain Morgan.
They got the Dracula youth centre back. Romanian. Dragoston.
Dragoston's
no,
not bad,
bring in, we need to bring in Poch. I can't believe I'm saying it, bro. We just got to just accept.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We're I was going to say we're meaty, but we're not.
And you're
going to
stick with
meaty.
Frank, though?
No.
Get him gone.
We need to get Poch and just stop all of this ideas thing. You come here. Just you come here. Rebuild yourself. We can stabilize.
Okay, cool. Frank's better than Postecoglou, yeah? Or no? I'm asking.
Bro, it's like, do you want to drown or burn to death, bro?
But Scorch, can I say something? Scorch. I hear you, Scorch. And I know you're Scorch, you're a good geezer, bro. Listen. And it's like me, we had Potter, right? And Potter was such a lovely guy.
He's a cool guy. He's a cool
and
guy.
That's like Frank. That's why I hate, like...
I don't want to say it, but bro, this where you're talking about the champ? This 2014, I'm not trying to do that, bro.
That's a slug down.
Is it kind of difficult for modern day managers, especially Thomas Frank? Thomas Frank's used to this Brentford side where he has the same players for like 3-4 years in a row. Now the Premier League, you might change your whole squad within two seasons. So managers are now having to adapt to new guys that
It's because he's weak men's. And it's because he's weak men's and he's got geeks like... Van der Ven's a geek, by the way.
Yeah?
He's got geeks like Van der Ven, yeah? Like storming past him. Like, no, don't chat to me when he's walking off the pitch. He's a geek, bro.
You know what that is? Like, and that could never... If you hear about players now talk about Fergie, and I know I'm talking of the highest, but even you heard Anton talk about Roy Keane. I'm not sure it was here, but I've spoke to Anton about how Roy Keane was... Steve Bruce, all these managers before. Now, it might have been a bit too far that way, but I think now the players have the power, which people always sort of wanted. Even when I played, you wanted to have more power as a player, but it's gone too far now. And the disrespect that, like, Spence and...
Jed Spence is strolling past the...
Van der Ven, you know what I mean? Like, they might not even meant it like that, but that's how it's coming across. Like, that should not be happening. And I feel with Frank... If you get the right players that like a nice man, because you do like that. There's some players that buy into nice managers,
these players obviously haven't, and the West Ham players didn't. Nuno seems a bit more of an arsehole. That's why the West Ham players are on it and it's working for us. Poch seems in between. I think Poch loves Tottenham. I think that'd be a good move. I don't want to see Frank go, to be honest with you, because it comes with a friend of ours.
I don't have energy for Frank. I don't have energy for Frank, but this can't... Where's he going to do? What, we keeping him to bring us back up?
I know who they need.
Who?
Ruben.
Who? Amarim.
Three at the back. Block the midfield. They ain't got ball playing centre mids. They've got destroyers in there. No disrespect to them. And then you've got like Kudus and Kolomwani and them man as a front three. And then you've got Jed Spence and Pedro Porro.
I know it's a good squad, you just said it, but I know he said about the injuries don't matter, but I'm looking
they've
at
got
it, bro.
Bad injuries, bro.
And then not only 12, that, last year men. It was your whole defence for a little while. Like, sometimes you can be unlucky. And when they named...
Who they got injured? Name them.
So,
Madison, Kudus.
We're missing
Kudus.
Yeah,
we're missing Kulusevski.
You had the striker.
Some 19-year-old kid.
Bogota.
No, he's
missing a 19-year-old
kid.
Forget him.
Lucas is good.
But your striker for the whole season was missing.
It don't matter that he's 19. He's good.
Good at what?
I don't know. Who, Bentancur? Bentancur's just come back from injury.
Bentancur's whack and racist. He's whack and racist. I watched, you're going to tell me, I've watched all the games,
I'm not
bro.
Saying, I didn't disagree.
I've watched
what,
all of them.
Fair, so what did he do in the game that, racist made that confirmed he was racist? I want to see on the pitch.
No, he got charged.
Have you not seen what he done, bro?
What did he do?
He's racist with his own player.
What do you mean, bro? What do you mean?
Son.
Done what?
What did he do to Sonny?
So, but, carry on, man.
You got incident with Son, bro.
Yeah, he racially abused Son. Well, not racially abused, but in a video in Uruguay. Is it Uruguay he's from?
Yeah.
They were doing some filming thing, and he basically just alluded to the fact that Son and everyone from that country looks the same.
They're he said it could be Son or his cousin. Do you know who Tottenham should have a little think about, though? Just, I'd roll the dice on Roberto De Zerbi.
Man said, "Just roll the dice." United could
you
do
should
with
just
Deserby.
Take that word. Don't even roll the dice.
Rude boy. Deserby kicks ball.
Does Deserby want a goal
there?
That's
what I was going to ask.
You lot roll the dice. He might just lick it off the Ludo, but I'm not playing with you.
Change the speed again, boys. Lippy, your boy Gyökeres, he's got the most goals in 2026, equal with Thiago. That's 6 goals.
What do you mean?
Goal scoring phenomenon. The question. he's cooking. He's absolutely.
He's cooking.
I'm just saying. Do you think it's because Odegaard and Saka aren't playing? Or is it because he's getting fitter?
Let him land.
I think he's getting fitter. I think he's definitely getting fitter. He's getting hungrier. He's starting to realise like this is the business end. You understand? He's stepped up for Sporting when they needed him in the running, and I feel like he's starting to realise that that's what he's got to do for us, innit? And it's looks like it's coming together, man.
Do you believe any of what you just said, though?
Yeah. Didn't sound like it.
Bro, it's...
Yeah.
Bro,
he didn't say it with his chest.
Okay, cool. But this is what it is. It's happening, isn't it? Like, it's... Whether I'd, like... He's the same player. It's not like he's any better. It's just... It's,
I can see what's happening to him. He's got the same arrogance as me. You just know it's happening. There's no point of a boast.
No way. What? You're not the same level. You two are not the same level.
It's not arrogance.
When Sobhasaj scored. He weren't. He knows. There's patience to the game.
It's not a cocky thing, what I'm saying. It's just, I thought he could do this, innit? I thought he'd do this eventually. It's happening now. I hope it's enough. And I'm happy that it's happening, innit? But I'm not going to overgas
it. Can I say something? So we sit here and we go on the internet and the Twitters and all of these X's and all of that, and we cane Arsenal fans. And we've got an Arsenal fan here who has been level this season. I've watched him. I ain't gonna lie.
Season,
I don't pocket watch, but I watch, yeah? And I've been watching him. And he has been humble. We keep trying to do this to him. We keep poking him. And he stayed fucking humble through the whole
thing.
So I'm gonna talk for you, bruv, yeah? We said Gyökeres would come into Arsenal and he will win Arsenal a league.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, allow it, Spurs, yeah? We said he would come in, Gyökeres, and we said he would win Arsenal this league. He's came in and Arsenal have done to this moment what we said they would do.
All right, Steve, can I stop you there?
Don't stop him, let him go.
This is a really
rubbish point already. No, I haven't finished yet.
Stop. Let Steve go.
So, as of now, yeah, he is Arsenal's top goal scorer, right? He's Arsenal's top goal scorer. Arsenal are 6 points clear at the top of the league. Yeah, am I right? This is still a rubbish point? What more can you say about Gyökeres, bro?
What? Ask the question.
Menace. Go now.
I told you leave him. I told you leave him. Because that stunk. I told you leave him.
So I should have left him for that?
Stunk. That stunk. Yeah, I wanted to hear him stink.
You mug. Go on.
He said he won us the league.
Arsenal, including own goals, have 21 different goal scorers this year. Yeah, Pause, you said
goal scorer. You tried to make it seem like it's double digits.
Right, let me just show you something. Let me please. Gokeres, to my understanding, is it we in February?
Yeah.
He has 7 goals in the Premier League.
Eight
goals in the Premier League. How many games have he played?
25.
Can I add to that?
Should I be happy with a person that we're signing for 65 million and then the statement that he's going to deliver us the league and he has 8 goals in 23 games? One second. That is not him delivering us the league. If anyone's delivered us the league, their names are as followed: Raya, Saliba, Gabriel, Timber, and whoever happens to be a left
own
back.
Goal.
That's
you
it.
See what I've done there? I lined it up for Arsenal to tell us he's been shit. Yeah? He's been dog shit this season.
Well done,
yeah,
Steve-O.
Yeah? Lined it
well
up.
Well done, Steve-O. Man runs.
Yeah? Well done, Steve-O.
Now watch this. Me. Who said he's been dog mess? No one. We just said he didn't deliver us the league. So whatever you're trying to do, it's not good.
He has been dog shit.
You know what, though? His whole thing, though, what I would say that Steve-O said is true, though, yeah? Like, he's done, like, what I think most people expected him to do. I expected him to come. Nah. I think I said to you, he's come and scored shit goals.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
man needed a couple more.
No, I was like, that was, sorry to cut you, I feel like that was after the fact. I think he came here, we've seen a few games, and then it's like, all right, cool.
We just need him to do bare minimum.
We just need him to do bare minimum and get a tap in this couple of games. Before a ball got kicked, this 50-something goal season, this Gyökeres, this, you can't tell he's come in and done what he's expecting him to do. You thought he was going to light the league up.
Don't take it by storm.
That's what he was. That's what they brought him here to do and fired him to this league title. Whether they win it or not, if he ends with like 10, 11 league goals, it was a team effort. It wasn't him.
A level-headed Arsenal fan.
So what I said I thought he was going to do is come in and do well against the smaller teams that we kind of struggle against. And in the last match he was playing against Sunderland, who's one of the smaller teams, come up 1-0 when he comes on, finishes 3-0 because of a brace from him. I think he got two, he Lippy scored against Leeds the other Lippy day. Let me just land. I'm not gassing anything. I'm just saying what he's doing. And you're upset because I don't think he's as you do. You are though. You are upset.
My bad. I'm not upset.
And I'm
go
just
on,
saying,
go on.
I didn't think he was going to score 50 goals. I just said he'll come, he'll be physical. And hopefully he could chip in with as much goals as possible. And I think he's, don't get it twisted, at a point, no, 13 in all comps. But at a point, it looked like he wasn't going to do that. At a point, it looked like even what I think he was going to do is not going to happen. It's happening now, so I'm happy.
But do you know why it's happening, though? And this is what I believe.
He's not physical, though.
He's got... Oh, sorry, man. I do apologise.
When we're... I'm just saying, based on the point that he made, Sunderland, one of the smaller teams, it's not because they're, what, 8th, 9th? They're high. That's probably in the Premier League. They're probably in the Premier League the best team he scored against. So if we're talking about Sporting and what he's done against Sporting, he scored against the smaller teams. That's what he's doing now with Leeds. And when we're talking open play, he's scoring against Leeds.
He's a flat track bully.
Is it the smaller teams? No, because you tried to put Sunderland down there. Like, they're not down there.
I'm not
there.
Putting them down. That's 2 seconds.
So can I talk? Your two seconds was yours. Mine is mine. Yeah, so if you look at the Prem and what the goals he's got, he got given a pen at the start of the season to break the duck, yeah? Love for that, Max Kader. After that, he's got the goals against smaller clubs, and that for Arsenal fans and for the league is definitely what you did not sign him for. You signed him for more than that. So we cannot put Sunderland in there, make it look like, yo, he's scoring against us, because Sunderland is a good club. They've knocked out Chelsea's team.
But you know what? One second, just to stop you there, because I don't want to... Sorry, Lippy's made the right point. Sunderland just got promoted. In comparison to other teams in the Premier League, Sunderland, whether you like it or not, are one of the smaller sides. They are... Yes, they're ninth, but ninth doesn't make you a big side. That makes you a top half side. A big side in the Premier League, if we're all being honest, is top six, top seven in Europe. Sunderland are not there. So that, to me, that point is valid. Do I agree that's why we bought him? No. We bought a striker to get 20 plus goals in the Premier League and to go mad, and it's not happening.
That's what I said, though. No,
but he didn't say that.
Two
that was
seconds.
The reason,
yeah. The only argument that I don't think he was necessarily brought in to do that is the football we play, bro. He's there to. He basically has the same role that Havertz and whoever the other nine is, and they're not there to score 20-something league goals. They're there to make it difficult and run around and do all this bullshit. And yeah.
And another thing as well, I did say I set you lot up to do the whole thing. I'm joking there. That's because you lot didn't laugh. But the truth is, the truth is, like, what I'm saying is, and this is what I will end it with, right?
There's a little thing. I'm 34 years old, so I've been living on this earth for a little while now.
What?
Yeah?
So am I.
Plus seven.
Right. There's a thing called the business end of the season. And there's a lot of big teams, big players. Some of them don't come alive until the business end of the season, right? Now, I'm not saying that this is what he's doing, but right now, top goal scorer in 2026 with Thiago, in the business end, right now when Arsenal need
it. This is now,
it's all comps, but this is, it's the business. They're in four comps, by the way.
Yeah, no, no, no. So all comps
matters to Arsenal, right?
They're doing well.
So this is the business end of the season. He's now playing at the most pressure point of the season when probably everyone's looking at Arsenal saying, ha, you're going to bottle it. This guy now, who's had the bad start to the season, has now stood up.
You know what happened though? You know what happened?
You got a rate.
That's terrible. Lippy, he's got a yellow.
When them goals come, when they start, he needs to really start deciding games. Like, get the opening scoring or like getting the winner, like he needs to start deciding games.
The game, the goals, he came off the bench when he was 1-0. Yeah, but that 1-0 is a dangerous scoreline, Margs. What are you talking about?
Well, again, bro, I'm not. You see, for our new players, yeah, obviously for our defenders, Mosquera, Hincapié, they've just walked into like almost a perfect environment for them, yeah? You see our attacking players now, you can see it. Because Zubimendi, again, he's good. But with Eze and Gyökeres now, we're getting them to do things that are too different to who they actually are, innit? And in a weird way, I feel like Mikel's kind of happy with it. Like, it's like what they're doing is like a...
enough.
Yeah, and it ain't. We know that's not, but we're trying to do the risk-averse thing, low risk. He's obviously decided, Eze, the way he used to play is way too risky. We're going to turn over possession.
This is not the same Eze,
it's not the same.
The reason why Gyökeres is scoring goals.
Yeah, nah, brother, listen. You know the sickest thing is his other girl was all right as well, you know, but...
What's going on with the one that got married?
Well, we can tell you next week, I guess, when we like, share, comment. What the hell?
It's going crazy. Anyway, guys, I think that's the end of the show. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Filthy fellas. You're looking at me like you... No, I'm waiting for you to say something because you're looking at me. Oh, so that's it then. Bye.
Like, comment, and subscribe. Filthy out.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at chumbacasino.com.